Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Sue, one of Congress's biggest decisions before the August break didn't get much attention. A small bipartisan group working behind the scenes took a huge step towards normalizing relations with France by ending what practice?
The most absurd one I can remember is calling the French fries freedom fries in the congressional canteen, so maybe they've switched it back to French fries.
That's right. That's right. Calling French fries and French toast freedom fries and freedom toast. Back in 2003, Republican Congressman Bob Ney had the cafeteria officially rename the food products. Take that, France.
Though I was really enjoying all those freedom kisses I was getting. Oh. Do they have to stop?
Not from Bob Ney.
Ew!
Bob, I have a feeling that Bob Ney is going to become intimately familiar with eating in a cafeteria very soon, if you know what I mean.
Yes, Bob did run into some trouble. He was removed from his position of leadership. He also was told by his fellow Republicans, thanks but no thanks on your reelection campaign. Quietly, they changed the name back to French fries and French toast. Although, just to make sure France doesn't get too uppity, cafeteria workers will still refer to ketchup as USA awesome sauce. Amer, psychologists have found that men who are hungry are more attracted to what kind of woman?
Before I go any further, I just want to point out, Mr. Burbank, you're doing a great job. And the crowd earlier was not booing. They were, in fact, saying, Luke. Right? Let them hear it.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. Give them time.
Thanks for giving me time. I want to say women who are made of cheese.
Oh, honey, we're all made of cheese.
Oh, really? Come on, give me a freedom kiss.
Let me give you a hint.
Yes.
This might explain why Kermit was so into Miss Piggy.
Oh, shall we say curvaceous or big boned?
Yes.
Which is not really very smart. They should just be into women carrying trays of food.
Which is what you would find if you were someone who's big boned or curvaceous.
I spent all week avoiding making a comment like that, Amir. Women who might be big boned might also be carrying trays of food.
I'm just picking up from where she left off.
We'll forward the emails to you.
Thank you. It's at sueellicott.com.
Researchers asked 30 hungry men and 31 men who had recently eaten to rate photos of women. The hungry men preferred the heavier women and rated them as more attractive than did the men who had just eaten. On a related note, if you look back, it just so happens that the McDonald's near the White House closed the day Bill met Monica.
Oh. Jump for joy just like a child, 'cause since that mamas are back in style.